Scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely, I'm with you always, to the very end of the age." And so let's also turn to Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." May God bless the reading of his word. I invite now Reverend Ho to deliver this sermon.
各位主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Please be with you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
让我们继续地仰望神，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们来到你面前的时候，我们敬拜你，因为你是配得我们敬拜赞美。当我们亲近你的时候，我们也知道主你要向我们说话。因此，主让我们每一次来渴慕你、敬拜你的时候，我们都是以你有一个交通。我们在这个时候要思想主你自己的话语，你与我们同在。愿我们所讲的。 愿我们所领受的都从你上头来的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。教会好多年都已经决定，教会要很平衡的成长，我们要五大事工平衡的进行。Few
years ago, the church has decided that the church should grow balancedly in the five ministry areas.
因此，今天进入第九月跟十月的时候，是教会要强调或者教会要教导有关。
For the month of September and October is a mission month for the church.
每当我们讲到宣教的时候，我们提到宣教这个字的时候，我们想到什么呢？
Every time when we talk about or when we mention about the words of mission, what do we actually think about, thought about?
很可能我们很常一提到宣教的时候，我们会觉得这个是太遥远的一件事情。
It could be that whenever we think about the word of mission, we think that this is very far-fetched.
宣教是到那一些深山野岭、那些很偏僻的地方，没有听过耶稣的名的地方来传讲或者来做开荒布道。Mission
could be going to the remote area to tell people about Jesus and to have chapels down there.
这是很常我们对宣教的认识或者定义，以致我们觉得宣教离开我们太远了。
This is very often our understandings for missions, and often this will lead us to think that this is a very far-fetched items.
第二就是我们觉得宣教太艰难了。
The second thing is that we would think of that missions is a very tough thing.
不是我们平常的人、平常的信徒可以去揣摩或者可以去尝试的。
It's not that the normal people like us will be able to do it.
马里孙 到中国传福音,
Morrison's went to sort of spread the gospel in China.
他到中国去传福音的时候，他用了十年的时间，在前面的九年，连一个人都没有信耶稣。He
spent 10 years in China, and only the last years that has got people to come to the Lord.
进入到第十年的时候，他才带一个人来信耶稣。There's
only one person that he brought to the Lord in the year of 10th.
这个人叫梁法。And
this person's name called 梁法。
传了十年的福音，才一个人信耶稣。After
10 years in China, only one person's come to the Lord.
所以那个是很艰难的一件事情。And
this is a very tough and it's a very challenging job.
很可能当你想到宣教的时候，你就想到那些很伟大、委身的这个宣教士们。It
could be that when we think of missions, we would think of those great and dedicated missionaries.
我们想到戴德森。We
thought of Asen Taylor.
他是第一个到中国内地去传福音的。
And he was the first one to enter China to spread the gospel.
Inland China.
Inland China to spread the gospel.
那他去中国的时候，没有人欢迎他，甚至很多的逼迫临到他。
Nobody welcomed him. Actually, there was a lot of troubles that came to him.
当你去读戴德森传的时候，你会看到一个片段。
When you actually study the book of for Arson Taylor, you would actually came to this sections.
他到一个村庄去传福音的时候，就被这一些的中国农民就打他，打到他要被赶出去。
When he went to a village to spread the gospel in the inland China, he was not welcome and was actually beaten up by the farmers and nearly need to be sort of carried out.
当他被抬出去的时候，抬出这个村庄的时候，村民都在讥笑他，你再来，你再来，意思说你再来给我们打。
When he was actually carried out of the village, the farmers was actually looked out at him and teased him to come again.
他跟他们说我会再来。
He said to them that I will come again.
他真的是再回去再传福音。
He went back. He actually went back to spread the gospel to them.
以致这一个英国人要死之前，他讲了这样的一句话。要死之前。
Before he died, he actually said this.
他说：“假如我有1,000磅。
”If I do have 1,000 pound.
我不会留一磅不给中国。
I'll give all to China.
假设我有1,000条灵魂。
If I do have 1,000 soul.
我不会留下一条不献给中国。
I will not keep any. I'll give all to China.
我们看这是宣教士的尾声。
And this is the dedications from the missionaries.
William Carey 是被称为现代的这一个。宣教士或者现代宣教之父
William Carey has been called to be the fathers of the missions for the missionaries.
当他年轻的时候，他开始对宣教，特别到印度去宣教，很有热忱，很有感动。
When he was young, he was called to go to India.
那么在一个会议当中，他忽然间就是很感动的，就站起来在会议建议说，我们要到印度去宣传福音。
And in a meeting, he was very excited and called to go to India.
在他很兴高采烈的、很热忱的就提出这个意见，要到印度传福音的同时
，When he actually raises up in the meeting excitedly.
有一个很德高望重的领袖就站起来，像 William Carey 这样说。
There was one sort of very well-respected leaders that came up and talked to William Carey.
年轻人，请你坐下。
Young people, sit down, he said.
若神要到印度传福音，神不需要用到你跟我去传。
If God wants to spread the gospel to India, He will not use you and me.
虽然他被泼冷水，虽然他当时被面对很多的拦阻
，Even though he faced lots of challenges that time，
但最终他还是去了印度。
But at the end, he went to India.
他同样的面对很多的问题
，The same that he faced a lot of troubles and challenges.
但是因着神的同在，他就把福音传开了，传遍了这个印度。
But because of the presence of the Lord, he actually spread the gospel throughout India.
当他年老的时候，他已经是一个德高望重的一个基督徒领袖。
When he was old, he was actually a very well-respected Christian leader.
很多人都认识谁是 Dr. William Carey.
A lot of people actually know who is Dr. William Carey.
同样的，当他要离开世界之前
，Before he left this world,
他交代他的门徒
，He told his people,
他说。你们不要提起 Dr. William Carey 这一个名 ，talk nothing about William Carey.
He remind his people that do not mention anything about Dr. William Carey.
但是，请你们多多讲 William Carey 的上帝。
But do mentions about William Carey's God.
所以 ，William Carey 也讲了一句很出名的名言。
And he actually says something like this.
他说：“我们需要向神期望大事。”为神赏赐大事。
He said this that we have to expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
这是 William Carey 的名言。
And this is the famous words from William Carey.
他说我们要基督徒我们要向神期望大事, 我们也要为神赏赐大事。
He said that we Christians have to expect great things from God, and we Christians also need to attempt great things for God.
当我们每一次谈到宣教的时候，我们都知道了这一些的故事。
Every time when we talk about missions, we know all these great stories.
因此，很可能宣教对你来说，你有这个概念，你有这个知识。
And hence that you understand the concept and of missions, and you know the knowledge of it.
但是真正事件宣教对你来说还是很遥远，很可能你是做不到的一件事情。
When it comes to the practicalities of it, you would think that it's a very far-fetched thing.
很可能我们最 多最能参与的就是奉献宣教款。
A lot of time we think that the most that we can contribute is to offer to the missionaries fund.
让我们今天从神的话语当中更深的去了解什么是宣教。
Let's take a look from the words of God to understand more of what is about.
我们先来看什么导致这一些伟大的宣教士们。 这些神所用的仆人，他们能够在这样艰辛困苦的环境当中，他们能够继续的向前走，他们继续的能够完成神所托付他们的使命。
Let's take a look what has actually made all these great peoples, where they know there are a lot of obstacles and challenges before them, and they still go forward.
我想你从这些宣教士的身上，你都会认识一件事情，因为这些的伟大的宣教士们，他们认识他们的神。
I think you can look and you understand from all these great missionaries that they have a great God.
他们认识他们的神是谁。
They know who their God is.
他们也懂得摸着他们神的心。
They actually understand what the God wants.
为什么我们要宣教呢？
Why do we need to go for missionaries?
宣教的基础是什么呢？
What is the basis for missions?
有一个作者说，其实宣教的一个最基本的基础就是从创世纪来看。One
of the authors said that the basis of this is to look from the book of Genesis.
他说，当你看创世纪第一章的时候，圣经说，起初上帝创造天地，上帝创造万物，这一切都是好的，都是美好的。And
when you take a look at the Genesis chapter 1, as God first creates the world and the universe, and he looked all this as great and he was pleased with it.
但是进入创世纪第三章的时候，问题就出现了。
As he entered Genesis chapter 3, all these problems occurred.
神其实吩咐亚当说，这个园里的所有的果子你都可以吃，只有分辨善恶的果子你不可吃，你吃了就会死。
And God actually told Adam that not to eat the fruits that actually distinguish evil and good. If he does, he will die.
但是我们看到，因为亚当夏娃的违背，他们竟然吃了神所禁止的这个果子。
Because of the disobedience and Adam and Eve, they actually ate the fruit.
但是从圣经当中，我们发现到他们没有立刻死。
But from Bible, we know that they did not die immediately.
到底这个死是指什么呢? 或者这个死的这个意义是有多广呢?
What does this death mean, and how vast is this definition's cover?
原来这个死不单只是指肉体的死。
This death does not only mean to be the death of our flesh.
这个死是指好多方面的死。
And this death actually refers to many areas in our life.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，他第一个死就是跟神的关系出了问题，跟神的关系就死了。
When Adam and Eve sinned, there's a death between the relationship between them and God.
你看到亚当夏娃犯罪的第一个反应就是他们开始躲避神，他们开始逃避神。
The first response after Adam and Eve sinned, the first thing is that they try to hide from God.
他们开始惧怕神。
They're afraid of God.
所以罪所带给人类的第一个后果就是惧怕，就是与神隔绝。
The first consequences of sin is that there will be afraid in us.
亚当向神说：“我听到你的声音，我就惧怕了。”
Adam said to God that once I heard your voice, I'm afraid.
这个死不但只是人跟神的关系的死，这个死也影响了人跟人的关系的死。
This death doesn't only mean that the death relationship between human and God, but also between humans.
神创造亚当夏娃，他们都是很恩爱的。
When God first created Adam and Eve, they are very loving couples.
但是当他们犯罪之后，亚当就指向他的太太说：“就是你所赐给我的这个女人，使我犯罪。”
After they sinned, Adam pointed and accused Eve, saying that it's because of you that made me sin.
他们就也跟自己的关系也出了问题。
They also have problem within themselves.
圣经说他们开始觉得羞耻。
The Bible says that the first they felt shy.
他们开始觉得要躲避神，他们开始有惧怕。
They would hide from God and they're afraid.
最重要的就是人跟神的关系死之后，人要面对死亡。
The most important thing is that after the sin, man will have to face death.
死后我们知道要到地狱去，因为我们的罪的缘故。
Because of sins, we know that after death we will be going to the ever suffering place of hell.
所以宗教的设立，宗教的产生，也是要处理这个人死后要到哪里去的问题。
And religion is also there to solve the problems of where man will go after death.
所以宗教就用人的方法来要达到神，要解决人死后要怎么样处理，或者怎么样的去处理人死后的问题。
So the appearance of religions is also to solve where man will go after death.
一般的宗教都教导我们要做好事，要行善，要这一个做功德。
A lot of this religion actually teach people that we have to do good deeds, accumulate merits.
甚至我们要苦修，我们要苦行，以致我们的那个好的行为能够讨这个神喜悦，然后我们就能够上天堂这一类。
And a lot of this religion ascetics practice to make people to be able to enter heaven.
不久前在一个丧礼当中，
Not long ago in one of the funeral.
我们的一个会友就跟一个非基督徒在谈福音。
One of a member actually talked to a non-Christians about gospel.
我刚好就坐在旁边。
I was just sitting beside them.
然后这个非基督徒就向会友说：“其实不需要的，我都一直来都没有做亏心事，我都常常做好事。”
This non-Christian actually replied to our church members that there's no need because I've been practicing a good deeds all this while.
我常常都尽量的行善。
I'll try to do good deeds as and when I can.
所以我不需要耶稣。
Therefore, I do not need Jesus.
所以我就后来我就就插队了，加队了。
At the end, I interrupted it in this conversation.
我说在我们的日常生活当中。
I say to him that in our daily life,
我们都知道要行善。
We all know that we need to do good deeds.
因为基本上在华人的思想当中，讲骗话其实就是犯罪。
In the belief of Chinese, when we lie, it's actually sin.
当你犯罪的时候，你就要到地狱去。
When you sin, you are actually going to hell.
所以在华人的民间宗教，这个地狱是有十八层的。
So for the Chinese, we believe that in hell there are 18 layers.
而讲骗话也是要下地狱去受刑罚。
So even when you lie, you will need to go to hell to actually get punished.
我就跟这个非基督徒说，在你一生当中，你敢说你没有讲过骗话吗？
I actually told these non-believers that in all your life, can you swear that you are not telling any lie?
我说，当你用你的好行为、你的善行跟你的坏行为、跟你的不好行为来比较的话，那一个比较多呢？
I actually told him that.When you compare all the good deeds that you have done and all the sins that you have committed, which ones are more?
我说你有贪心过吗？
Do you ever be greedy?
我说你有这个怨恨吗？
Do you ever have hatreds?
你有愤怒吗？
Anger?
你有苦毒吗？
Bitterness in your heart?
你有自私吗？
Do you actually be selfish?
我说这一些在你的生命当中，若你检讨的话，跟你的好行为比较的话，那一个比较多呢？
If you do reflect all this, which one has more in your life?
我说很多时候，当我们去跟神的思想的时候，我们发现到，其实我们不知不觉所犯的错误、犯的罪行，是比我们的善行更多的。
If we do think deeply, a lot of time.That the things that the sins that we committed and the bad things that we do have actually surfaced or surpassed the good deeds that we actually perform.
宣教的其中的一个基础就是这一点。
The basis of missions is actually on this.
人犯罪离开了神的这一个计划。
As man sins, we actually depart from God's plan.
神计划，神所创造的是美好的。
In God's plans, whatever God's created is good, is perfect.
罪破坏了。
It's sins that has destroyed it.
罪使我们不认识神，离开神，逃避神。
Sins actually depart us from God and afraid from God, afraid God.
罪使我们跟自己的关系出问题，跟别人的关系出问题，跟万物的关系也出了问题。
Sins has actually made us have problems within ourselves, among humans, and with others.
更可怕的是，罪使我们朝向地狱的方向走。
And the most the most fierce things is that sins actually make us walk towards the destinations of hell.
以致我们最终的结果就是永远的死亡。
And the consequences is the death forever.
就在人挣扎在绝望当中。
As we're struggling and in a hopeless situations.
圣经说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Bible said that Jesus so loved us that he gave his only son to us that for those who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣基督上帝的儿子是第一位的宣教士。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the first missionary.
这个宣教士的使命是什么呢？
What is the mission?
是把这个好消息告诉世上的人。
It's to spread the good tidings to all in this world.
其实宣教其实就是这样简单。
Missions is as simple as this.
所以马可福音一开始的时候，第一章第一节就这样的介绍耶稣基督。
In the book of Mark, it's actually in the first chapter, in chapter 1, verse 1, actually introduces Jesus as this.
他介绍耶稣，上帝的儿子耶稣基督，福音的起头。
This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he says.
圣经一开始的时候就介绍耶稣基督其实就是这个好消息的起头，或者这个消息有关耶稣基督的是好消息来的。
The Bible actually introduces that Jesus Christ is the good news.
所以宣教是什么呢？
So what is actually it's about missions?
宣教是我们到列邦列国，我们到万民万族去告诉一切的人有关这个好消息是什么。
It is actually to go to all nations to tell people about this good news.
告诉那一些靠着自己的行为，但是最终要到灭亡的地方去的人说，耶稣基督就是答案。
It's actually to tell those people who believe that their good deeds can bring them good, that Jesus Christ is the solution.
所以宣教的这个定义其实可以从很简单开始，就是宣传这个好消息。
The definitions of missions is actually very simple. It's just to spread the good tidings to people.
但是你发现到宣教或者传福音不单只是要给人家知道死后可上天堂而已。
It is not only that spreading gospel to tell people that after the death they can go to heaven.
更重要的就是我们要宣传这一个上帝的国要降临。
It is actually to spread that the kingdom of God is actually coming.
耶稣在主导文教导我们祷告的时候，他说你们祷告的时候要这样说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Jesus actually teach about God's prayer. It actually says that may your kingdom come and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们都会背，我们都很熟悉 主导文。
We are all very familiar with God's prayer.
但是每当我们这样背的时候，愿你的国降临的时候，我们对上帝的国的认识是什么呢？
Every time when we talk about it, when we recite this, what does it mean when we talk about when the kingdoms come?
上帝的国是单单是将来的吗？是将来的事情吗？
Is the kingdom of God is a future thing?
将来耶稣基督再来的时候，那个国度的降临呢？
Is only for the futures that when the kingdoms of God comes, it doesn't matter?
其实不是的，上帝的国不但是将来，也是现在已经成就了。
It is not only for future, the kingdom of God it is here actually.
那么什么是上帝的国呢？
So what is the kingdom of God?
上帝的国其实最简单的定义就是上帝掌完全的地方。
The simple explanation is this, that is the place where God takes charge of.
是上帝 的国就是凡是上帝有做主做王的地方，那个地方就是上帝的国。
The kingdoms of God is actually the place where God rules.
所以当我们讲宣教的时候，我们其实是要所听到福音的人都能够接纳接受上帝的国在他们生命当中。
So every time when we talk about the kingdoms of God in our missions, we want people to actually understand that the kingdom of God is actually present with them.
当你信耶稣的时候，你接受耶稣基督不但成为你这个个人的救主。
When we first receive Christ, it's not only our own Savior.
以致你死后可以上天堂。
It's not that after death we have a chance to go into heaven.
我们还要更进一步的认识耶稣要在你的生命的每一个的阶段作王。
And we have to actually come to recognize that God become the king in every area of your life.
所以因此信耶稣不单只是上天堂而已。
So believing in God is not only entering into heaven.
信耶稣要在你的生命当中让耶稣基督掌王权。
But believing in God is also let God to rule our life.
让上帝的国临到你的生命当中。
Let God's kingdom force upon our life.
当上帝的国临到你的生命当中的时候。
When God's kingdom come to our life,
你就更深的懂得信耶稣其实是全人的恢复，全人的医治。
You will actually come to understand that when the kingdoms of God comes upon us, is the recovery of the relationship with God.
马太福音怎么样看宣教呢？
How does the book of Matthew look into the missions?
刚才蔡牧师读两段的经文，一段是马太，一段是路加。
Reverend Marshall actually read two verses. One is in the book of Mark and one is
Matthew
the book of Matthew.
一段是马太，一段是路加。
One is in the book of Luke and one is the book of Matthew.
那我们来看马太福音，当他讲宣教的时候，他的重点是什么呢？
Let's take a look at the book of Matthew. When it's talk about missions, what is the point that they actually talk about?
好一些写宣教的作者，他说马太福音的这个宣教的重点跟路加福音的宣教重点是有一点不一样。
Authors of those missionaries' book.It's actually talk about two different perspectives from the book of Matthew and book of Luke.
当你看马太福音的时候，当他讲到宣教的时候，他的重点是做门徒、施洗、教训。
In the book of Matthew, it's actually talk about, when you talk about missions, it's actually to say about make people as disciples, baptize them and teach them.
刚才我们说宣教是传扬好消息，神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
We said just now that a mission is to spread the good tidings to people.
宣教是让神的国度临到所有的地方。
It's also to let God's kingdoms to come to force upon every place.
马太福音说，宣教是使万民做我的门徒，为他们施洗，教训他们。
But in the book of Matthew, it's actually talk about when he talk about mission, it's talk about to make disciples to all nations to be disciples to baptize them and to teach them.
我们在教会住够久的人就知道这样的一件事情。
For those of us who have been here long enough.
你就会知道，其实带领人信耶稣不是太难的一件事情。
It is not difficult to bring people to Lord.
我们在做五爱五乡的时候，我们都有很好的报告。我们带了100多人信主，然后另一年就60-70人信主，我们都有这个很多的这一个成绩。
We had very good results when we go out for this missionary's trip.
但是这一些整百人信主之后，我们面对一个问题，就是怎么样把他带进教会，怎么样的使他成为门徒，这个才是最困难的事情。
The issues that we face here is even though they have received Christ, but how are we going to bring them into church and make them disciple?
当马太福音说宣教的时候，所以你们要去使万民做我门徒的时候，马太的重点是使他们做门徒。
In the book of Matthew, when it's talk about mission, is to make all nations as disciples. This is the important point in the book of Matthew.
因为门徒需要委身。
Because disciples need to actually be dedicated.
因为要使一个人成为门徒，你要有耐性的栽培跟牧养。
To make a person to become a disciple, you have to be patient to teach them.
所以当我们讲宣教的时候，我们不单只是讲去到别的地方、别国、这个其他的国家、其他的民族传讲耶稣而已。
Therefore, as we talk about mission, it's not to go to all nations or to other places to talk about the gospel.
Only talk about Jesus.
Only talk about Jesus.
我们更是要看到这一个门徒、这个训练门徒、施洗跟教训、教导的重要。
But we also need to look into the importance of making them as disciples, to baptize them and to teach them.
所以宣教从马太福音来看是一个比较全面性的一个牧养。
From the book, from the book of Matthew, it takes a more comprehensive view.
并且马太福音看这一个宣教是一个命令。
The book of Matthew takes the missions as an order.
所以，身为基督徒，只要我们是基督徒，我们没有选择要不要做宣教，因为这是神的一道的命令。So
as a Christians, we do not have a choice, but it is an order from the Lord that we have to go to do.
而这个宣教的内容是很全面的一个牧养。And
it is a very comprehensive will in terms of teachings and in bringing them up.
我们很快的再看路加怎么样看宣教。
Let's take a quick look in the book of Luke. How does it take a look and about missions?
路加第四章讲到宣教是传福音给贫穷的人，使被掳的得释放，使瞎眼的看见，使受压制的得自由。
In the book of Luke, chapter 4, it's actually talk about missions. It's about bringing good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and sets free of the oppressed.
所以我们看路加比较不是从命令来看宣教，比较是从应许来看宣教。
So when you take a look from the book of Luke, it is not an order, but it is a promise.
路加说，当你愿意顺服神，当你愿意踏出 这个第一步，走出你的教会，走出社区的时候，其实神的这个应许，神的这个大能就跟着你。In
the book of Luke, it actually say that we are willingly to obey God's presence will be with us.
圣灵必与你同在。Holy
Spirit will be with us.
当你看路加福音的时候，路加谈到圣灵跟这一个宣教是很有关系的。
When you take a look in the book of Luke, it actually talks about the close relationship between Holy Spirit and missions.
并且当你懂得行在神的旨意当中，神既启示就要跟着你了。As
you're working in God's will, miracles will come along.
所以我们看到，原来路加看宣教的时候，是看到这一个重点，就是神的应许，神的大能。
When you take the look, perspective of Luke, it's actually a promise from God.
所以也讲到，当我们走出宣教的这一个事工的时候，其实我们就会更具体的经历神。As
you take the, take up the missions, to go out to spread the gospel, you will experience the presence of God.
所以经历神，经历神的同在，在基督徒生命是很重要的。And
hence, it's very important for Christians to experience the presence of God.
那我们讲了不同的角度看宣教的时候，我们最后要问：那么我们要怎么样的能够直接参与宣教呢？
After taking the different perspective, how are we actually going to participate?
我想我们今天要认识宣教，当然不单只是奉献宣教款而已。
Today we are not only looking from the offering part of it only.
我想宣教。 要达到的就是透过认识耶稣基督，我们跟神的关系恢复了。The
important thing about the missions is to spread that through Jesus Christ, the relationship between man and human is actually recovered.
当我们跟神的关系恢复的时候，我们生命当中的许多的关系也要恢复了。As
the relationship between man and God has recovered, a lot of other relationships in our life will recover too.
而当我们跟神的关系恢复的时候，我们也懂得怎么样的去迎接，怎么样的去实践愿你的国降临在我们生命的每一个步骤。
As the relationship between humans and God's recovered, then we will be actually put into actions of how to bring that the
生命的不同的阶段都会成长。
We will experience different growth in our life.
这是神的旨意在我们生命。
And this is God's will in our life.
所以我们不但只要不 单单要知道信耶稣上天堂，我们的灵命要不断的成长，我们的全人的生命要有成长的这个空间。
So it is not that only believing in God we will be able to enter heavens, we will need to grow spiritually and take a more holistic look.
也换一句话说，当我们更积极的去实践参与五大事工的这一个发展的时候，其实我们的生命也跟着发展。
In other words, it also says that as we enter or we participate in these five missionaries' work, we will also take a holistic approach in our Christian life.
愿我们从这一个礼拜就开始，能够更具体的听到有关宣教的这一个信息。
Let's take from this week onward that we will be more getting into the missionaries' message.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, as we continue to pause before you, we pray that we will always open our heart to prepare ourselves and to be nurtured by your word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that we will have a holistic understanding of mission. And I pray that as we involve with mission, we will involve it or we will practice it more holistic in our life. That we will grow in many areas of our life and we will obey your commandments, obey the commandments that you have given us, that is, go ye to all nations. And I pray that we will know how to receive you as the King, and may your kingdom come to our every part of our life. Continue to bless us and continue to help us to grow in you. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.